Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Yuma Daf Ches. So the Gemara, beginning on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis and continuing to the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph, brings the halacha that there's an Isser Hesach Hadas by Tefillin, learnt as a Kal V'chomer from Tzitz. And the Kal V'chomer goes as follows: Umat Tzitz She'ema Ela Askara Achas Omra Torah Al Mitzchay Tamir Shal Yasiach Daita Mimenu Tefillin She'yesh Bo'en Askara Is Harbe Al Achas Kama V'kama. Now, there's a big machlokes rishonim what exactly is Hesach Hadas, and just for more iyun, a person wants to look at the sugya more, take a look at the Shagas Aryeh in Simin Lamed Tes and in Simin Mem, and if you have the newer editions, they bring a lot of the raid on the bottom of the different achronim and other rishonim that discuss this sugya. But just as a basic, in these couple of minutes, what are the two basic shittas on Hesach Hadas? What is Hesach Hadas by Tefillin? So you have the shita of the Rabbeinu Yoina, which is brought in the Rush, in Brachas Daf Chaf Kimel Amud Beis, where the Rishonim ask the following question. They ask, why is it mutter for a person to sleep a Shinas Arai in Tefillin? The time that he's sleeping, he's being Mesiach Das from his Tefillin, he's not thinking about his Tefillin. And the Rabbeinu Yoina writes, Mikayach this question, that Hesach Hadas is only Schoik V'Kalos Rosh. However, if a person is Oymid B'Yira, even if he's being Oisik in his Malacha and he's doing his Tzrachim, even if Ein Daita Elei and Mamish, that's not Hesach Hadas. And he proves this as the Ilei Tei Mahachi, Eich Yochel Adam Laniach Tefillin Kol Hayom. It used to be people wore their Tefillin the whole day. How's that possible? If a person has to always be thinking about his Tefillin, that wouldn't be possible, says Rabbeinu Yoina. The Chenami Misnamne Mein Kan Hesach Hadas, he says, dozing off is also not Hesach Hadas, the Adarabo Hu Shechea Chavlei Ha'olam. And this, as we said, the Rush brings in Perek Mishamesu in Mesechtes Brachis. Now you have the Shita of the Rambam, which the Shagas Aryeh says is the Shita that we have to paskin like, and he has a few questions on the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rush. A couple of the questions. He says, why does there have to be a special Isser of Schaik for Tefillin? If the Isser, like the Ben Yenis says, of Hesach Hadas is Schaik L'Kalos Rosh, he says it's always Asser. It says, Pintishkach is Hashem Alekecha. Question number one. He also asks, why would a person have to be Mimashmesh B'Tefillin B'Chol Shah? If the Isser is just Schaik, don't be a letz, don't make jokes, act with proper Yura, and then you're okay. You're not being Mesiach Das. He also asks another question, that if Hesach Hadas is learned from Tzitz, Tzitz was in the Beis HaMikdash. There, the Kohen Gadol, who was wearing the Tzitz, always had to be standing B'Yira. There was always an Isser of Schaik L'Kalos Rosh. Why do you have to have a special Isser by the Tzitz, which we turn around and learn back to Tefillin? Those are some of the questions the Shagas Aryeh asks, and he says, must be, I hold, he says, that the Rambam is right. What's the Rambam Shita? Rambam Perek Dalet, Hilchas Tefillin Halacha Yudalet says, Hesach Hadas means a person can't be Mesiach Das at all. Chayiv Adam L'mashmesh B'tfilov Kol Zman Sheheim Alav Shol Yaseach Daitim Hem Afilu Rega Echor. Why? Shekdushasan G'doyle M'kdushas HaTzitz. Shatzitz Ein Ba'elo Shem Echor Ve'elu Yesh Bahem Echor Ve'esrim Shem Shal Yudkei B'shal Rosh K'moisim B'shal Yad. And the Shagas Aryeh proves that this must be the right Shita. Now, how are we going to answer the questions that the Shagas Aryeh asks on the Rush? So very briefly, the Emek Bracha, a sefer written by Rabbi Ayaleh Pomeratchik, a big Talmud of the Brisker Rav, in his Chelik on Tefillin, Oisei says as follows, that the Isser of Schoik the Kalos Rosh, that the Rush says is the Isser of Hesach Hadas, doesn't dafka mean Schoik and Kalos Rosh. What he says is that Hesach Hadas means a person has to stand in a matziv of Yura. When a person is standing in a situation of Kalos Rosh, when he's acting with Schoik, that's not a matziv of Yura. And he says, there's another thing that's used for the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says that someone who's a mitzvah is pater from tefillin. Why? Because someone who's a mitzvah, he can't constantly think about his tefillin. Says the Emek Bracha, the Rosh is also going to hold that someone who's mitzvah is pater from tefillin, or is being mesiach das. It's another discussion, exactly when you're mesiach das, are you mekayim the mitzvah or not? A separate discussion. But the Rush is also going to hold, says the Emek Bracha, that a person who's ain't daitim yusheves alav, or he's a mitzdar, is also part of him tefillin. Why? Because he's not standing in a matziv of Yura. Because of his tsar, because of his tirdis, he can't concentrate. Not that he can't concentrate and constantly think about his tefillin, but he can't be in a situation where he's constantly in a matziv of yura, which is necessary for a person to wear tefillin. However, he doesn't have to constantly be thinking about his tefillin. And that's why the Rush holds someone who's a misnam name or somebody who's wearing his tefillin the whole day, he's doing his work, that person is not a misiyachdas, that person can wear his tefillin as well. Have a wonderful day.